and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden having some fun with the age thing, campaigning Sunday at Philadelphia's Mount Airy Church of God in Christ. Bishop J. Lewis Felton compared the president's 81 years to the 91 of the church's founding bishop.
And so, Mr. President, since you are only an octogenarian sitting next to a nonagenarian, don't let anybody talk about your age. You're a young whippersnapper.
Later, the president stopped by a campaign office.
The next 120-some days or so, they're going to get a real good look at who Donald Trump is.
On his social media, former President Trump claimed no knowledge of Project 2025, a massive proposed overhaul of the federal government. The head of the think tank behind it suggested it would be a second American Revolution. The Republican Party's platform committee says the GOP's first new platform since 2016 will be the first truly defined by Trump. This is Karamjit Singh has some splaining to do. The resident of New York's Long Island is charged with arson, reckless endangerment, and endangering child welfare after, say, authorities, he gave an 11-year-old a firework outside his home July 4th morning and had him light it up. It malfunctioned, set a shed on fire, the blaze spreading to Singh's home and a neighbor's. No injuries. At the multiplexes.
Look up. Yeah.
Everybody was looking up this holiday weekend at Despicable Me 4. It earned $75 million over the weekend, more than $122.5 million since its Wednesday opening. Those minions helped continue Hollywood's upward trend. Another factor? Talking about feelings.
We are suppressed emotion!
Inside Out 2, the year's biggest hit, is the first billion-dollar movie of the year. It's produced by Disney, the parent company of ABC News. It was second, A Quiet Place Day One, and third, Brian Clark, ABC News.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Think Radio, we are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
All right, Andy 45 Radio Show. Right here on Max Sync Radio. Getting things started today with a little funky jazz going on. You know, I'm just in that kind of mood. Rock and roll's giving me a headache. Country's making me lose my house, my dog, and my truck. I swear jazz is where it's at right now. Anyway, big show today on Indie 45. A lot of new music to get to. First of all, super excited for this. Rose Cora Perry, my good friend from London, Ontario, Canada, stops by today. There's a brand new single out. And by the way, I did not know this, but apparently she was playing up in Wisconsin not that long ago. Maybe like 2-3 weeks ago, I think. I'll get more info for you on that. But she said she loved the people of Wisconsin. Said they were like the nicest people in the world. Is that true, Wisconsin? Because I live in Niagara Falls, Canada, and they're all jerks here. So Rose Cora Perry coming up, some brand new music. My Son the Hurricane is a massive band from Southern Ontario, right here in Niagara. And they are playing right now in London, in the UK, and in Manchester. They're like a multi-horn, multi-drummer, brass, funk, dance, party band. And you're going to hear some Mice on the Hurricane this hour on the Indie 45 show. What else do I have for you? The Cabaret Quicksand is coming up. My good friend, I got a lot of good friends, but Craig Rubery really is a good friend of mine. In fact, BS Live Rocks Records produced his very first record, which was Bobby Rock and myself. Well, we didn't really produce it. We like just kind of put it together and gave him a cool logo to use, if I can be honest with you. We did very little work in the production of the album. But anyway, it's a great album. He's got some new music. We're going to get to that. And my friends in Road Waves, who are touring with, I don't know who they're touring with, but it's a pretty big band out in the U.S. right now. So all that coming up, Indie 45. In a jazz funk mood, Shane Christopher Neal. You can reach me, shaneradiozero@gmail.com. Let's get things started. Indie 45, Max Sync Radio right here on Civic Media.
Back to the
Right, turning on the light, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, right here on Civic Media. That is Tommy Solo, a.k.a. Tom Carrier, from London, Ontario, Canada. We are local music if you're living in Southern Ontario. Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Canada, each and every Saturday night with some replays up there in Wisconsin. And I do hope you're enjoying the program. You can reach me, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. Now, Craig Rubery has been in the Niagara music scene forever. He plays in a cover band called Jonesy. Jonesy plays pretty much every big festival and has for decades here in Southern Ontario. But Craig, like many musicians, likes to write his own songs, record music, put out some of his own tastes and flavors. And a few years back, he put out a great album called The Company You Keep. And Bobby R. Rock from BS Live Rocks, him and I had helped Craig put this album out under BS Live Rocks Records. It sold 5 million, no it didn't, but it did very well. And Craig Rubery is such a super awesome dude. He's continuing to write new music, and I got a couple of songs from Craig, some brand new ones he just sent me. The band again called the Cabaret Quicksand. All These Moments follows this one. It's called Save Me Now, Cabaret Quicksand. It is Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Wow.
A double play from the Cabaret Quicksand. That one's called All These Moments, Indie 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, ShaneRadioZero@gmail.com. You can check out my website as well, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. And Road Waves are a massive band from Southern Ontario. They're rock, funk, soul, and groove from Niagara Falls. And actually, they are on tour right now. And if you're listening to this on July the 6th, they are playing tonight out in British Columbia. They've got other dates out in Nelson, BC, Edmonton, Alberta, where the Stanley Cup is not sitting right now. Also out in Saskatchewan. However, on July the 23rd, Wisconsin, they are playing in Chicago, Illinois. I don't know how far Chicago is from you. It's a long way from me in Niagara Falls, Canada. Although I want to say this as a caveat here, I've never been to Chicago. I am going to Chicago, Illinois this September. I'm super excited. They're playing Reggie's Music Joint, July 23rd in Chicago. Road Waves, a song called Small World, It's up after the Wheelers. Indy 45 Max Sync Radio right here on Civic Media.
Internal heat, always keep burning. Infernal heat, always keep yearning. Extinguish me, let that go cooling. To feel the heat, always keep yearning. Once a week, leaves never turning. You crave so many.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indie 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Hey there, I'm country rock artist Susie Corey, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal on Indie 45.
Started out a young girl, a little bit shy. Sparkle of hope in my daddy's eyes. Drag you down, better get
Country artist, that is my friend Susie Corey. Pretty Little Things, Indie 45, Maxic Radio, right here on Civic Media. It is Shane Christopher Neal, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com, ShaneChristopherNeal.com as well if you want to check out my website. And I promise you some My Son the Hurricane, a song called Parade is on the way. But right now, Rose Cora Perry and I met a number of years ago. She was doing a showcase at a place called Sessions on the River in Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada. And blew my mind the talent she had, not only as a singer, as a songwriter, but as a killer guitar player. Like, you've got to check out some of her music. Rose Cora Perry and The Truth Untold is the name of her band. And we met a number of years ago. I hosted a few events with Rose Cora Perry down there. I've interviewed her a number of times for radio. She's been on BS Live Rocks, my TV show. And she's got some brand new music out called The Cure. Here's Rose Cora Perry talking about her latest single.
Rose Cora Perry here of Canadian rock band The Truth Untold. You are about to hear our brand new single, The Cure. I've been asked to give you a brief overview of what the song's all about. It comes down to three things. One, appearances can be deceiving. Two, ask questions. Three, and most importantly, think for yourself. We hope you dig it.
Turn the lights out. No need to speak. No need for words. You don't need the noise. Know that you're heard. I don't need the thunder to tell me when there's rain. There's no need to speak, 'cause I see what you say. I won't close my eyes, no, I won't turn away. Turn away. I can see it in your smile. I can see it in your face. I can see how you feel by the love that's in your way. And I love that you can hide. Just know you're her.
All right, Marshall Dane, his father is a preacher. He is now very fluent in sign language. No need to speak. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario. And speaking of Niagara Falls, Ontario, up next, a massive band that has come out of Southern Ontario. They are called My Son the Hurricane. Dano O'Shea is the brains behind it. He's also the drummer, and he's also a licensed mortician. That's weird. Anyway, My Son the Hurricane has been on a world tour. They are currently out in London in the UK, Manchester in the UK. They play such big festivals. They've got a huge sound. And if you want to check out the band, head over to their website, msthofficial.com, msthofficial.com. You'll see a ton of great photos. They truly are an epic party band. Parade, Mice on the Hurricane, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Local from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
It's a hot summer Saturday night. Me and my friends got a buzz appetite. Gonna party with the boys and girls, making noise and Jack to make you feel alright. PBR sweating me in the backseat, sneaking them back roads all through the county. Heading straight into town, windows all rolled down. Gonna get wild, reckless and crazy. Everybody singing along. We got daisies in the dukes and redneck dirty boots. Getting lit, getting loud till the break of dawn. Cause that's just how we roll. Here at our favorite watering hole. There ain't no time like a good time. Put your hands in the air if you agree. We got beer and wine, tequila and lime. Brace yourself.
Rob Fitzgerald, Bad and Boozy, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, Shane Christopher Neal. And if you want to check out the video for Bad and Boozy, simply head over to my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. It's on the homepage there. And I had a ton of fun filming that with Rob and playing drums. And just a super guy. He's from Burlington, Ontario, Canada. And thanks to everyone who stopped by on the program, including Rose Cora Perry. Her brand new single is called The Cure, RoseCoraPerry.com. If you want to check out more on her band. And this past weekend, last weekend, I played a show with Suicide Star out at Taps in Niagara Falls. The Fill the Bus Day was it was an awesome day. We had like six bands come out and play. We had a ton of people out. It was for a great cause for Project Share. And thanks to Eric Martin. Thanks to Eric Arletti from Arletti Productions for putting it all on. Speaking of Suicide Star, we're going to wrap up today's show with 21 Guns. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio right here on Civic Media. Cheers, my friend.
You're not the woman that you
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy whites, actually.
Wow, dude.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.